name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We spent quite a lot of time in Matthew 7 and in these verses in Sunday morning Bible study. But here we have this evening a perfect illustration of how good and gracious the Father is to us in His giving. He has just now, in the reading from Deuteronomy, brought the children of Israel, as Moses recounts it, into the promised land, into the land promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And now they are brought in. After 400 years of oppression in Egypt, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, that sin would be purged from the house of Israel, they are brought in. Those who sin do not come in. Those who sin fell in the wilderness. Neither does Moses, because he transgressed the word of the Lord. And when God told him to prophesy and to command water to come forth from the rock, he struck it in anger, as he had previously stricken the rock earlier on. And yet, even there, the Lord was gracious and merciful, not holding this sin against his people, but causing water to pour forth from the rock, even as Moses had sinned in striking it and in striking it in anger. So now the Lord brings his people into the promised land. Moses even is granted to see it. He is not permitted to enter it, but he is permitted to see it. God will not deny him that. For in this way, he has sent forth his Son to fight for us, to lay waste to the kingdom of our enemy, to lay waste to all his demons, which would lead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice, all his demons that would lead us away from our Lord Jesus Christ. He has laid waste to them all. He has not left one to stand. They all cower in fear at his name. They cower in fear at his presence. For by giving his beard to the smiters and to those who pluck it out, by giving his hands and his feet to the nails, and his side to the spear, and his sacred head to the thorns, he has laid waste every kingdom, every territory, every place of refuge, sin, death, and the devil. There is none that remains. And by his pierced hand, by his pierced and open hand, he now escorts you into the promised land, not a territorial place defined by borders and by conflict with neighbors, but he brings you now into his kingdom, into his holy Christian and apostolic church, where you do indeed receive the fat and the goodness of the land in the word of Christ the crucified, holy baptism, holy absolution, and the holy communion. You receive what your fathers only imagined. You receive what your fathers received in type, but you receive the fullness. You receive the fulfillment. For your Father does indeed know what your needs are before you ask him. For indeed, he has given forth his Son into death for your sake, before you knew you were a sinner. He brought into the promised land a people who might not have seen and who did not see his mighty acts of deliverance in Egypt. Yet they reap the reward. They reap the benefit. Just as we reap the far greater benefit and the far greater reward. For we are brought forth from bondage to Satan. We are brought through the sea of holy baptism. We receive the bread that has come down out of heaven for the life of the world, the flesh of the Son of Man, that we may eat and our bodies be satisfied. The cucumbers and the meat pots that we left behind in Egypt were worthless. They were no good. There is no need to turn back like Lot's wife and look on the old way that we left behind. The Lord our God has indeed answered our prayers. He has given his Son into death for our sake. He has brought us into his holy Christian and apostolic church. And here, in this place, in these walls, in this city of God, he feeds and nourishes us with the fruit of the tree of life and the word which gives life and light to men and which darkness cannot and does not and will not overcome. In this, in the person, in the flesh, in the death, and in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, is all that is written in the law and the prophets fulfilled. Fulfilled for us, on our behalf, in our place, for our sake. That we, like a wandering horde in the desert, would be brought into the house and made and declared to be children and heirs of God for Christ's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.